everyone. It's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. I hope you will subscribe to this podcast if you like what you hear, and feel free to share it as well. Well, we're in the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and it's a really good excuse to return to one of my favorite topics, gratitude. I suspect we all know how healing it can be to consciously choose to be grateful for good, to change our thinking to thankfulness when we may find ourselves sitting in that dark spot of emptiness or discouragement or lack or loss. Gratitude in those moments shifts things into the light. It takes us out of a sense of want, need, worry, resentment, into the light of what is really going on, what's available to us, what's good and pleasing and satisfying. Gratitude really is a light switch. It isn't that it changes what's in the room so much, it just gives us a clearer perspective. So if you're sitting in the dark and that thought of fear or need or sadness, you can't really see that there's a feast prepared for you, one which includes what actually does fill your need, not simply with the material things, but also with what I find to be so important, those eternal spiritual qualities that give us comfort and peace and joy, those qualities that are love and inspiration, and those endure beyond the things and people and circumstances. So that conscious awareness of those and gratitude for them just really opens our eyes, brightens the place we're in, and allows us to see even more. The mortal mind seems somehow to get really mesmerized about what seems to be lacking or wrong in our lives. And it misses or invalidates the things that are present and really powerful. That mortal mind needs enlightenment. It needs light. Gratitude is that light bulb. It's a natural way to break the mesmerism of that ego mind and wake up to what is really going on, what's lovely and abundant, beautiful and progressive, loving and healing. The ego can get attached to victimization and suffering. It can, but this ego is not our best selves, but a deterrent from it. It's not our true selves. It's that thinking that's from the devil trying to keep us from God's presence by declaring that God is absent or that we're absent from him, which is a lie. Gratitude reminds us of the truth. It turns on the light that says, there's no devil, no demons in the dark. Right here and right now, we're in the presence of divinity, the infinite presence of all that's good. And we have the right and the ability to see this, to recognize what's going on instead of what seems to be missing. And the amazing thing about gratitude is that when we start with a little of it, it just blooms into more and more. Once we've awakened to one blessing, we begin to see others because the light's on. And because we're starting with the truth of God's presence, the presence of good, we're able to reap more blessings. Gratefulness reminds us what we have, and this cultivates the ground for more receiving, more growing, more blooming and blossoming. It's really that principle of abundance. When you start with a sense of being in lack, that's all you seem to have. You become this beggar for scraps. When you begin with abundance, gratitude for the truth of the abundance, you see more and more of it. You see your richness, and instead of, you know, being a beggar, you're a giver. Gratitude makes us realize that we have something to give. And in the giving, we feel even more richly blessed. Here's a little example. It may not be the best one. It's just a recent one. I had a day just very recently when I felt really unproductive. I didn't have a lot of work coming in. I felt like I was lacking motivation and inspiration. I deliberately set aside some creative writing time, and that only turned into this frustrated period where I just produced nothing beautiful or useful. And in fact, I wound up just talking myself into this feeling of unworthiness, complete lack of inspiration. And, you know, I just telling myself I don't have what it takes. The juices are dried up. So not only was I feeling like I had lost time that I had set aside with no particular good coming from it, but I kind of had taken it to this existential level, and the sneaky ego had turned on itself and it, you know, calling me doomed. You know, and I was being selfish, actually, by indulging this sort of poor me, looking for sympathy from myself and happy to give it. I left God completely out of the picture. Made it all about me as if I was the source of everything anyway. Then I woke up, and you know, it was gratitude that did it. I just chose to pause, and that's another one of my favorite recommendations. Pause, pause button. And just, I took a quick look at my day and what I did accomplish. Well, there were several things, of course. But what, you know, stuck out to me was that about midday, I picked up my guitar and I had just a lovely time playing through some old songs, singing them from my heart, appreciating that experience, enjoying those songs. It was very soul-satisfying time. And yet I'd completely forgotten about that. Just obliterated that in the sense of unproductive, poor me trying to write. And that shifted me when I took that pause and had that gratitude, shifted me out of that whole sense of being unproductive into a conscious awareness that good had gone on this day and before this day, and that it would again. It became clear to me what that limited thought was trying to do was keeping me from celebrating what I had by putting me in that dark place, focused on the dark, even kind of getting attached to it. And that's kind of my story. But the light switch is there. It's there for all of us. Gratitude is ready. You do have something to be grateful for. And I found when I felt loss or aloneness that I can start with being grateful for the lessons I learned, the impact someone has had on me. Maybe they're not with me right now, but they've left me with certain qualities that remain with me, even when that person is gone or the situation has changed. And this kind of gratitude isn't about material things and people, which are so limited anyway. It's about those spiritual qualities and the awareness of and gratitude for these things, these spiritual things, is even more powerful because it's a praise of God. It's an awakening to what is eternal, and then it's an awakening to infinite possibilities. Be grateful, for one, that you have the ability to turn on that light switch. You do. It's the ability to make a conscious choice to break out of the dark with that gratitude that's available to you. You know, and I often find that I don't even realize the good that I have until I make a choice to think about it. And then I see there are blessings I was taking for granted or didn't even see right, and they're right there all the time. And that's just such a joyous experience to appreciate these things, to see them in a light that was, they were obscured by. And we feel, we realize we have riches. It might be helpful, if you want to make a list. Even three things you're grateful for each day. It may also illuminate things even more to put next to those things what spiritual qualities they represent or express. So say if you're, I'm grateful for the roof over my head. Well, you can put next to that and reflect on the fact that it's more than a roof. It's protection or comfort or security or whatever else. Those spiritual qualities that are beyond the material roof. Well, I think that's about it for now. I hope this was helpful. I'd love to chat with you more about gratitude. I am definitely grateful for you all. I'm really grateful that you take the time, a few minutes, to listen to my humble offerings each week. I will have more of them next Friday. And until then, have a great week.